The Word of God is asking us today that we should pray always, and be perseverant in our prayer. That our prayer will not be feeble, will not be something just for a moment, but will be continuous. Both the first reading and the gospel talk about that, the prayer and intercession. The most important thing of the first reading is not a battle that Amalek was a king and Joshua and Moses, how they were fighting. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing is how we can see, the way it presents. The Word of God has a way, literary way of presenting the importance of intercession. There was Moses up on a hill, the battle was there, down, and he was praying for the Israelites. And it says, while he was praying with his hands, outstretched, it's interesting, just open up, friends here. Somebody once asked me, Father, why is everybody doing like this when, at the end of Mass, before we have the birthday blessings? And because this is a sign of asking God's blessing. They ask me, why do you do this? Because, you see, Moses was praying for the people, and he had his hands, up in the air, outstretched. Well, at that time, they would battle probably with sunlight. But the whole day, it's a long day to stay like this. So he would get tired. And there they would lose. And then they would win. And then they would lose. Finally, listen, Moses, sit down. And two, one on one side and the other side, just held his hands up high, and they won the battle. It's a way we say, well, what an interesting way of praying, of showing. Basically, two things, at least, we can learn from here. First is the importance of that prayer, that intercession, that it should continue. Don't think you say, okay, I prayed once, and that's it. But again, he is not alone. There was Thor and Aaron. They were there with Moses, with all, the chosen by God and everything else, but he needed help. Don't be afraid of asking for help, even in prayer. We do need that, and there's nothing wrong with that. It shows that, one alone, he would not win that battle. And who knows what are the battles that we face in our lives today. And we know we need that intercession. We need that prayer. And we need all the help we can get. And it comes, when we rely also in others. Not only on ourselves. Don't try to do everything by yourself. Now the gospel tells us the story of this widow in the scriptures. Quite often when we hear talking about widows, orphans, and foreigners, strangers in the land, they represent three categories of people that represent the poor, or the poorest among the poor. They have not much in the law or ways to defend themselves. So it talks about that judge who apparently was not very just and didn't care much about that widow. And when he says it's the poor or what she represents as well, but she would come and continually ask for justice. She was not asking for a favor. Can you please look into God? She was asking for justice. That was That is what the scripture says. She would come and say, please, be just. Do justice for my case against my adversary. And after so many going and insisting and persisting and going back again, he said, well, I better do justice. That's what he said. Now, I gotta get rid of this widow. No, I better do justice. And then Jesus compares, if that judge who didn't fear God, he did that. Imagine God who cares for each one of us. Of course, Jesus taught us to pray, and he said, thy will, or God's will be done. So we have to be always asking that the Lord will do justice. But we have to also know that not always God's justice will be our justice, the way we see that. And then sometimes we go into conflict because we pray and we ask the Lord, please do this for me. And the Lord knows what we need. And he knows what is just or justice for us. And sometimes we don't know what to ask. So, but I believe we have to continue to pray for ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. And pray for others as well. Prayer of intercession. But always remind, asking, Lord, please, may your justice be done. And I believe we will find the victory as we saw in the first reading when Moses was helped. We'll see justice as the widow saw justice. And when we see God's justice in our life, we do find happiness.